Yes, in about 1991, I'd been diabetic for a couple of years, and I'd been on very low doses of insulin all that time. And I mean, sort of like 2 units and 2 units, and then 4 maybe for a big meal in the evening, which was a very small dose compared to the rest of the clinic. And so they did try to see if I could take tablets to find out if my pancreas was actually producing any insulin at all. But within a very short space of time, a week or two, not very long, it was clear that no, tablets weren't going to work, and I was back on the insulin. And I don't remember being disappointed actually because of the flexibility that the injections gave me, and I really did need flexibility because of my lack of regular lifestyle.
So, in what way were your injections flexible? Were you altering the dosage all the time, or?
Yes, I was. I can't remember quite how soon and how much, but I do remember a time when I was advised that I was actually changing it around too often to even begin to allow a pattern to emerge. But that was back in the old days, let's say, when I was on insulins that weren't as good at mimicking the body's insulin. Now I'm on Humalog Lispro, which has far less of a tail off. I think it was Actrapid that I began on, which, although it was a fast acting, would still be around for a while, and so you'd end up with insulin still working long after your meal, and so you have sort of more hypos now. Being on something which is much more closely linked to acting on the food and then dying away, it's great because, in fact, you can wait and see what you're going to eat and decide there and then on how much insulin you're going to take. Whereas in the early days, I think at one time I tried a mixed diet, a mixture where you're just taking in the morning and the evening. So that was predetermining at what times I would need to eat and how much I would need to eat. Absolute disaster for me. I would be hypoing all over the place. I do remember one time with a Tesco's trolley. Thankfully, my husband wasn't too far away. But I definitely needed to have a sit down. I've never been hospitalised or comatose or anything as serious as that, but I have had one or two occasions where I've had to be helped to the